Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 107. Procrastination, what is the cost? Do you ever procrastinate as a legal nurse consultant? Do you put off things until the very last minute and then get stressed out trying to meet the deadline? Do you tell people you work better under pressure? You may have told yourself that line so many times that you believe it. But the bottom line is procrastination is costing you and your legal nurse consulting business big time. I'm Pat Iyer, and in this issue of Iyer's Insights, I share some tips about procrastination, that little monster that eats away at our resolve. There is an emotional cost of procrastination. Are you a procrastinator? Stress and worry are a routine thing for procrastinators. Many people get moody and depressed. The project starts to feel larger and larger, and you feel less and less confident in your ability to tackle it. Procrastination eats away at your confidence, slowly but surely. Over time, your self-esteem decreases, and you add more worry and stress to your life. There's also a physical cost. When people procrastinate, the stress often makes them tired and irritable. They get headaches, backaches, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, stomach problems, and the list goes on. The stress caused by procrastination will rear its ugly head somewhere in your body. Eating healthy and exercising helps to decrease the stress, but most procrastinators put off purchasing healthy food and heading to the gym. There's also a financial cost. People miss deadlines and turn down work. This is particularly devastating when you are self-employed in your legal nurse consulting business. Many people have the money in the bank, but they fail to pay their bills on time. They put it off and they forget. Then they have additional fees for late payments. Enough missed payments and it hurts your credit score. Your financial future could be at stake. There's also a cost to your relationships. You let down your legal nurse consulting clients, your friends, and your family when you procrastinate. You miss legal nurse consulting deadlines and turn work and legal nurse consulting reports in late. This is a big issue in the legal world. Or if you fail to get it done, somebody else ends up having to do it. This will really hurt your business. Because you're stressed and you're near deadline all the time, you work all day and all evening, which means you have less time to spend with your family and friends. You miss important family events because you put things off and you have to work. Or you're running late and you show up when the event is half over, missing part of the event. Procrastination takes its toll on not just you, but on everyone in your life. So even if you don't think procrastination is a big deal, it is. It's destroying your life, and the longer you put off doing something about it, the more damage it will do to your legal nurse consulting business. Here are 5 ways to end procrastination and get your life taken care of. As a legal nurse consultant, do you have a lot on your plate? Do you wonder how you will get it all done? Maybe there's just one thing you hate to do, and it seems so overwhelming. Often legal nurse consultants procrastinate because the temptation to do what makes us happy right now overrides the knowledge that getting our work done will make us happier in the long term. Putting it off is not the answer. It just feels like a huge weight on your back. So how do you tackle this? I have a few tips that will make any legal nurse consulting project, no matter how large, easier to accomplish. First, break down big projects or goals. Take a long-term project or a huge task and break it down into several short-term projects or action plans. You might have a huge set of medical records. Break that organization process down to a couple hours at a time. Or maybe your to-do list is a mile long. Just break down that long list into mini lists. You know you've broken it down enough when it can be completed in a short time and it doesn't contain a lot of different steps. When you can complete a task and check it off your list, it builds momentum and confidence in your ability to follow through. Second point, prioritize. Go through your list of tasks and determine what has top priority. Prioritize clear down to the lowest priority. Take into consideration your priorities, your client's priorities, and how each task blends with the other tasks. For instance, if it is a task that must be done in order for other tasks to be completed, that increases the priority. Third, make a plan. Plan how you will accomplish these tasks. Who will you need to call? Who will you need to meet with? Whose help do you need? Are there supplies that you have to have before you move forward? Make a plan and include lots of details. This will help make the task completion easier. Fourth, schedule time for each task. Actually, put the time on your calendar. Have an electronic calendar or a physical calendar. Don't just assume you will find time. If you don't have a plan, then it won't get done. Block out periods of time for your project. Do you need to block out a day? Do you need to block out 2 days? Do you need to block out an hour here and 2 hours there? Remember, you've already taken that big task and broken it into short time frames. Fifth, take action. You can do all of the above and it will look on paper really good, but nothing will happen unless you do something. You have to take action and work on your project. Getting started is the hardest part. Do whatever is needed to force yourself to get started. Once you get started, you may find it's much easier to do than anticipated. You won't know until you give it a try. No matter how big the Legal Nurse Consulting project is, putting it off will only make it feel larger. Breaking it down and following the steps I just gave you makes it manageable. And before you know it, the project is completed successfully. Your LNC success is based on how well you set and achieve goals. Goal setting should be a natural process for us as nurses. Don't we all know how to write patient outcomes? Haven't we heard of SMART goals? Yet we flounder when it comes to setting business goals and we get caught up in the to-dos and we lose the big picture. Let me stop for a moment and tell you about something that will help you achieve success as a legal nurse consultant, and that is using magnetic goals. They made a huge difference for me. You will also develop magnetic goals with a little practice and training called How to Use Magnetic Goals for Your LNC Success. In this online training, I sat down with Kathy Demers. I got her to spill her knowledge on goals. Kathy discusses how you can set and magnetize your goals to achieve your objectives and LNC success. She will help you to define how to use magnetic goals to overcome obstacles and rise to the top. What people want more of and less of. Why so many people do not set goals and how that harms them and their LNC success. How you can use the power of the reticular activating system in your brain to help achieve goals. How you take important goals and make them magnetically charged. How to rub your goals and how to use the data to measure your progress. I can attest to the power of this. I used these techniques and was able to sell my business after buying a house in Florida. I kept, and I still keep, a jar of Florida sand on my windowsill to remind me every day of my focus. That was my magnetic goal. Now, this program is available on my website at http://lnc.tips/magnet. It costs $9.97. This should be an easy decision for you to make. You can use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off of the $9.97. Let me return to my discussion. And one more time, the address is http://lnc.tips/magnet. So you say, wait a minute, Pat, I usually don't procrastinate, but when I have a report I don't know how to write, I get stalled. What do I do then? Do you ever find that you need help overcoming writer's block? What does this look like? You need to create a legal nurse consulting report, but you're stuck. How do you begin? Here are 6 tips for overcoming that writer's block. Number 1, get the basics right. Look at what's holding you back. Are you not sure about what the issues are in the case? Who the attorney is representing? Or the deadline? Get clarity from your client. You can't do a great job without understanding the framework of your work product. Be sure you identify the issues foremost in the attorney's mind, knowing you may uncover previously hidden issues as well. Know who hired you. This sounds simple, but I once received an expert report written by one of the experts subcontracting for my company. She wrote a beautiful report if she was a defense expert. Unfortunately, she'd been hired by the plaintiff attorney. Thank goodness we caught this when we were proofreading the report before it went to the attorney. As a result of this experience, we immediately took steps in our letters and emails to experts to reinforce who our client was. Be clear on when your work product is needed. Don't allow procrastination to keep you from starting the report way too close to the deadline for everyone's comfort. I call this brinkmanship. It's the art or practice of pursuing a dangerous policy to the limits of safety before stopping. Typically, it's done in politics, but it can be done in the legal nurse consulting world as well. Second point is overcoming writer's block means checking your mindset. Are you inexperienced and afraid of bungling the work product? Do you believe that if you spend just a little bit more time, and a little bit more time becomes a lot more time, then you could get the report perfect? Are you worried you'll spend too much time or get distracted by side issues? Remember, your mindset could be your worst enemy. Believe in yourself. You have a nursing background that gives you great insight into medical issues and makes you valuable as a legal nurse consultant. Likely you know more about medicine and how the healthcare system functions than does your client. The only way you get experience is by doing reports. And also keep in mind that perfectionism can paralyze you to the point that you can't start a report for fear it won't be perfect. Third point, disconnect from your distractions. Turn off email, don't surf the internet, unplug or mute your phone. Have someone in charge of your children if you have young kids or work after they go to bed. Don't sabotage your work time by allowing distractions to pull you away from what you're writing. If you have to check email, set a timer so you can resume working after a 5-minute break. Fourth point, write first and then edit. I recommend making an outline of the points you want to cover in your report. It will help the flow and enable you to make sure you're covering the topic. Don't get stuck on a section of your report or the need to find the perfect phrase. You will find your word flow will improve as you write. You will always have the opportunity to go back and edit or fine-tune your report. That is, if you don't wait until the last moment to write it. Fifth, copy and paste from other reports. Do you have certain types of reports that you create over and over? Let's say you're a long-term care nurse. You commonly cite the federal regulations that govern nursing home cases. Save those sections as files and copy and paste them into an expert report. If you commonly define certain medical terms, set up a vocabulary file and keep adding to it. I have saved files that explained the Glasgow Coma Score, stages of pressure sores, muscle strength testing, pain assessment tools, and many other explanations that I typically inserted into my reports. Be very careful, however, that you do not copy and paste case-specific material. I proofread a report for an expert who had used sections of another report she had written, but did not delete the other patient's name and identifying information. Set and stick to a deadline. Put it in your calendar. Know that the sooner you get the report done, the sooner you get to pay yourself for your work by being able to use the retainer you received. Stay focused, and you will have no difficulty overcoming writer's block. Be sure to order How to Use Magnetic Goals for Your LNC Success. You can create your goals, make them magnetic, and enjoy the benefits. Order the training at http://lnc.tips/magnet and use the code LISTENED for a 25% discount off the price of $9.97. And be sure to check out our webinars, our teleseminars, and our courses and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. This is where we provide you with resources to expand your skills and get more business and more money and more clients. You can also explore opportunities to become part of my mentorship program at LNCAcademy.com. This is where I focus with individuals one-on-one to work with them to help them achieve their goals and move their business forward as rapidly as they want it to move forward. There's group support and connecting with other people who are going through the same process that you are and are all looking for those answers together. And there's also education to answer any question that you might have about Legal Nurse Consulting, so you don't feel so alone and you've got a resource. I would look forward to talking with you. If you would like to explore these opportunities more, you may set up a time to have a call with me. That link is lnc.tips/MMM. So that's http://lnc.tips/MMM. I look forward to talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.